brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we got a short segment left here with Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, author of Operation Dark Heart. Then I got a couple segments to cover news, and then Congressman Walter Jones on a host of issues is going to be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour. Colonel, for the folks that just joined us recapping, we're talking about Iran, which has got really, you know, good, smart people that want freedom. And I know that the West has done a lot of bad things to Iran, so it's not just a one-way street. But Iran is doing a lot of provocative stuff. I mean, you know, some of these statements are almost asking for it. And isn't that, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, because I want to hear if you think I'm wrong. Isn't it that their government, I've seen some of the statistics, thinks they'll be more popular because they're pretty unpopular if Iran is struck? That will unify that government for another 20, 30 years. I mean, they kind of want that chaos so they can look like, and you know, they're the victims and stay in power.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's look at what did happen with the Falkland Islands in Argentina. That was exactly what the Argentines thought they could do, is actually prompt their population to be more supportive. And two points very quickly. I know we're short on time, but the Iranians watched how the North Koreans played brinksmanship masterfully. I worked operations back in the 90s, and I watched in slow motion how the North Koreans were masters at pushing us right up to that line and backing us off. And they're before our eyes, the nuclear program within Korea produced nuclear weapons. Imagine that. So they've watched that. They understand this game of brinksmanship, and I think they're trying to walk a very fine line. Let me be very clear here. The moment that the Iranians would lose as much as anybody else in a war. They sustain themselves off of oil sales. They cannot even refine their own oil. So I think this is one of those things that you continue to see this brinksmanship. But with that said, there are crazies within their own government who would sooner see the return of the 12th Imam, which is their religious belief that somehow if they create enough chaos, that their religion would see the return of one of their religious leaders. And so there is that element of crazy. To produce nuclear weapons, you have to have rational people who understand science. Break. You've got equally committed crazies who are putting out this propaganda and who may well cross that line. Our interest, I think, as most Western interests are, is to maintain basically the status quo at least as long as we can. And then if there is any hint of use of force that the Iranian government understands, that we will be forced to take military action against them. But the moment we are seen as the aggressors, that the Iranian government can paint us the aggressors, surely they will use that with their own people to say, see, they really do hate us. This is why you have to support us. That's one of the reasons we have to walk this very fine line between focusing on the Iranian crazies and the Iranian people who really do, as much as other people, again, they're Persians, not Arabs, want to be free.
Well, expanding on that, just in the minute we have left, the downfall of the West is the fact that we don't have the moral high ground anymore with all the corruption, and there are interests that want to destabilize these countries. They don't want those countries to be free. They don't want them to have freedom. They're trying to put Al-Qaeda in that's going to kill the Muslim and Christian and Jewish minorities or drive them out. I mean, they're blowing up churches, for heaven's sakes, and the so-called liberal media isn't covering it. It's a war crime what's happening in Syria. It's shameful.
Right, I agree. And that's where I think that there needs to be reckoning of the American press, the world press. I think there's a lot of things going on people don't really understand. And I'd like to believe somehow, some way, we'll continue to have voices in the wilderness trying to call out the wrongdoing and trying to do the right thing.
Well, I mean, I don't know how they're going to spin this in history when Al-Qaeda ends up taking over Syria if it goes that direction. Now you got the Russians lining up. We ran out of time. I hope to come back in the next month or so as things heat up to talk about Russia, which you dealt a lot with, and where you see that going. The website, folks, if you want to check it out and get the book, it's excellent. I have the sheet here in front of me. It's OperationDarkHeart.com. Correct, Colonel?
Right, thanks.
All right, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
There he goes. Again, I'm Alex Jones. If you just joined us, Infowars.com. We're streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're fighting with the Infowar against the construction of the prison planet. Stay with us. A ton of news. And then Congressman Jones straight ahead. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime. Reflecting on my past life, and it doesn't time. 'Cause at 5 o'clock they take me to the gallows pole. The sands of time for me are running.
Running low. We are all appointed once to live, to be born, and to die. And never forget that. This world, this life is a test, my friends. The magic of consciousness, the gift given to us by our Creator, to be able to stare out into the universe and experience life is an unspeakably amazing event. I just can't believe that people don't feel more fulfilled in ecstasy or agony or all the points in between. Life is an incredible adventure. And the globalists seek to attack our genetics, our family lines. Our DNA is being destroyed. Our species is under unmitigated assault. Because when you give in to evil, it sinks to its absolute zero. The very worst are empowered. And I seek to set brush fires in the minds of men and women of humankind to reach for the stars. There are so many mindless, I'm going to get into the news here, so many ahead of Congressman Walter Jones joining us with big breaking news on a host of issues. I see the ongoing idiotic debates based on ignorance that go on so many thousands of subjects, and it just frustrates me. Because I know my intellect is finite, my intellect is limited, but in the true research of knowledge, you don't plug into disinformation, you plug into real information, it just exponentially connects itself, and Matt Williams was likening it the other day here in the office to that scene in V for Vendetta where the detectives are sitting there with all the evidence, and it all starts to come together right there. And that's what it's like on every issue. As I get a deeper and deeper understanding, it's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing to stare into the fulcrum, the flow, the blast of reality, and to gain exponentially more and more understanding. And then you realize that people running the planet, they gained a lot of this knowledge, but decided to take another road and use it against people. And just the idea, the thought of using knowledge to pull people down, the thought of using knowledge to shatter minds, the thought of using deep knowledge to hurt people who don't deserve it. My very spirit recoils. And now, only now, in the last few years, I always felt it, but now I really understand what God-fearing means. It isn't like God even wants us to be afraid. It's that when you see things that are wrong, and you even behold them, even beholding the sin makes you recoil and feel fear for those that are doing it. And it's not like fear of being hurt or fear of being humiliated or fear of being destroyed. Fear at being cut off from the life force of the universe. Ooh, it gives me just it chills of just, man, you people that are into evil, stay away from me. Just get back. You don't know. You've got something wrong with you. If you knew the roads you were going down, I'm getting chills right now. Bad ones. So just imagine what you've become, what you've been part of. It's so horrible. I can see what you think. I can see who you are. I see into your mind. I see what you like. It stinks. It stinks. It smells really bad. It's like walking into a room with a dead animal that's been there for a month. And it's just, you want out of that room. I'm just like, ooh. I recoil from you. I like life. I like creativity. I like everything that flows from God. The living waters just flows out in the space-time continuum, blasting us all as our souls just travel in it in a stream of eternity. And to imagine people, because again, really evil, the top globalists who are very evil are very intelligent. They are aware of all this, but have a dark twist. And I understand the dark majesty of evil, but it's only at a certain level. It's a reflection of good in the face of the evil. Because only by looking at the evil do you recognize just how good the goodness is. And that's why God allows evil to operate. Well, so that you have free will and can see it. I'm not trying to preach. I have all this news to cover. You know, let me talk about this. Even though it's kind of a petty story, it has a gateway into deeper understandings. And it's this. Clint Eastwood, I didn't watch the RNC last night. I went and visited my grandmother for her birthday. My uncle was over there visiting her. She didn't want to party, but my uncle came in from East Texas and here to Austin. I went over and saw her and had dinner with her. And I didn't watch it, but I watched it this morning. And I mean, Clint Eastwood is really a great actor. But more than that, he is an amazing, amazing director. And I've talked to people that have worked with him. He knows how to do it where they do one take and it comes off like nobody else can do. He calls it shoe leather. 82 years old, very prolific, very private. I know quite a few people that have been in movies with him, talked to folks out in California that live close to him, that have talked to him in, you know, the Santa Cruz area. That said, watching the speech was painful. Because he wanted it to come off as, you know, kind of friendly and witty, and it did, but it doesn't translate in a teleprompter world. Because you can tell, he's got some notes there, there's no teleprompter. And the stupid Republicans that were just into, like, a tree full of parrots, and and parrots get happier as they sit higher. You know, they love to sit at the highest perch. You know, the biggest, strongest male sits up at the top. And looking at most of those Republicans, I mean, you see it. They're like children that are into being in the cool club, which is just a very childlike level. Democrats are the same. I'm sure there were some good people there. I know Ted Anderson was there. But, I mean, a lot of them, you know, they just, it's hokiness. They should be horrified at the position of this country. Instead, it's all rah-rah, you know, 17th century style convention. 18th century style convention. And I'm watching it, and I realize what went wrong. He had a lot of courage to go out there. They wouldn't shut up the entire time he was trying to speak. And he's not a teleprompter reader, so he was doing, for an 82-year-old man, better job than I guarantee you Barack Obama or George Bush would have done. Probably better than Bill Clinton. I mean, it's really hard to sit there and have a conversation with a person that isn't there. I can do it. My problem is I get in front of a crowd, I have no adrenaline anymore. I do this so much, I'm not even worried about it. It's the opposite. It's Clint Eastwood, who you don't even see on television and stuff, coming out there trying to help America, believing that, you know, Mitt Romney's better for the country. And, you know, going through all the classic cliches, you know, thinking, you know, the Republicans are better, and doing it out of love of this country, thinking that he's going to go to the establishment's backup guy and that somehow that's going to fix things. And I just thought, how many times we have to go through this cycle that the problem is that both candidates are selected by the power structure. That's why they're so close on the issues. The rhetoric's different. Because that's where the power structure wants to go. We're going in that direction. It's extremely elementary. And so things are getting horrible under Bush. Well, Obama must be good. Then it really gets bad under Obama. And let me tell you, Mitt Romney comes in, it's just going to keep getting worse. Just be ready for that. Because all these discussions about what this one will do or that one will do, it's like sports. Sports is soap operas for men. Learning all the factoids about this player and that player and where they went to college and what they did and what they make. Hey, man, if you were doing that type of work in business and were that obsessed with work, you'd be millionaires. All modern sports, they admit, Edward Bernays, you name it, was designed to distract you from being dominant. It was to just, I mean, let me tell you something. The Super Bowl was on last year. And I told the story, maybe last year, was this Super Bowl, the one before, time flies, and I did the Sunday show, I didn't watch the Super Bowl. You know where I went to eat at Fleming's Steakhouse with the Sunday crew. I'm like, good job coming in and working on Sunday, let me take you out to a really nice steakhouse. Karl Rove was there, snickering and giggling, and I heard him, I'm sitting right next to him, he's 3 feet away, snickering about the idiots watching the ball game. Let me tell you, that's what the elite are doing, making fun of you with your lottery tickets and your football games and all of that. Hey, if you're in the football game, man, more power to you. You're awesome, whether it's Little League or NFL. but the watching of it is what Rome did. Okay? I mean, it's designed to take your life away. Television, all of it, is sucking your life away, sucking your soul.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Only 1 week left to take advantage of the amazing summer clearance on T-Gen. You order T-Gen Testosterone Booster today, you get 3 bottles of Nitro Boost absolutely free, essentially clearing out the warehouse. T-Gen gets your testosterone up, and nitric oxide, well, that gets everything pointing in the right direction. It's a no-brainer to take advantage of this amazing offer today. We are talking a whole nother level of performance. Boosting nitric oxide is how the popular pharmaceuticals work to increase performance. This is the last week where you can try T-Gen and receive 3 bottles of Nitro Boost absolutely free. That's right, free. But the countdown on this outrageous offer has begun, so call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Even better, this crazy offer is backed by a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Call right now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
There's a killer on the road.
There's a killer on the road.
Take a long holiday.
His brain is squirming like a toad.
Let your children play.
Take a long holiday.
One of my favorite lines in music.
Let your children play.
give this man a ride.
If you give this man a ride, sweet memory will die.
Yeah, let's not give the New World Order a ride. You know, we've already given the globalists their way. And are things going good? You like what's happening with the economy? You like what's happening in the world? Because they state it's their plan to shut everything down. I live in a city where they've shut down two of our power plants, doubled our prices roughly, get ready to shut down the other big one. That'll increase it by about 35% on top of what we have. And they're very proud of it. They're very, very proud of it. And the city where I live admits that they're raising parking meter fees around the city and now charging at city parks and places to raise money for Formula One. Well, what they say is we can now charge more because we're a Formula One city that'll be coming to town once a year, whatever that means. I mean, I had a guy when I was out in public ask me, Alex, are they really doing that? And I said, yeah, look it up. Oh, I don't believe that. Well, yeah, I mean, they're raising your taxes so they could build free things for billionaires. That's what I stand against. And they want a tyranny, these type of people, so they can make you do what they want. You're like, I don't want the government doing it. It's my government, and I don't want to pay for that. Oh, really, terrorist? People that don't like the government, big spending and corporate welfare, extremist, shut your little mouth. Well, I'm not going to shut my little mouth, and I don't have a little mouth. I got a big one. And everything we've been talking about in one form or another is coming true. And let me tell you something. I'm not pleased with that. I am really freaked out by how far this has gone. And, you know, I talked about it. We got the congressman coming up here in a moment. I talked about it for the whole first hour today. That they have re-education camps in Army Manual FM3-39.40. And then we have Colonel Schaefer on. He's like, oh, yeah, this has been going on a while, but now it's just rolling out. It's rolling out to take over the states. He sat there and told you the same thing. We just sit here watching it in slow motion happen. And it'd be bad enough if it was the federal government doing this. The federal government, I mean, the Army War College has bragged. What's his name? Professor Barnett on C-SPAN that, you know, they work for the globalists and all this. Well, that's called collaborating. And I guess if they just ease it in slow enough and everything, I guess I am the bad guy. I mean, I want private property, freedom, Second Amendment, family rights. We just got to get used to the country was taken over and we're the bad guys. And a lot of people are cowards. They're like, I don't care if you stand with America. I'm going to stick with the bankers. They're the winners. And you're like, why are you like that? And they're like, we like winning. But you're not winning. It's destroying the country. But as long as they feel like they're winning, you see, oh, well, I associate myself. It's like these idiots that vote for Barack Obama and associate their personal power with them or any of these politicians. I mean, it's one thing if you hold your nose and vote for an establishment politician over another. But don't ever. I've been in people's houses all over the place. Looking at houses, moving, or at friends' houses, or at parties, and they'll have framed letters from Rick Perry, letters from George W. Bush, and it's a form letter with a fake signature, robo-sign, and they'll really think they got letters from them. People come to me on the street and go, I got a letter from George W. Bush. What do you think that means? I mean, I only gave him $500 once. I'm like, it's a fake letter. It's a form letter. And they're like, no, that can't be true. It's the same premise of the Nigerian letters that Prince Habubu or Magubu or whatever wants to give you $1 million. He just needs $15,000 wired to his Nigerian account. And people, when they find out they got conned, they aren't mad at Prince Habubu. They're mad at you. Okay, well, I'm here to tell you. The Nigerian email scam ain't real. The Federal Reserve isn't federal. And the New World Order is not good for you. The vaccines aren't good for you. Do I believe in vaccine science? Yeah, there could be some learned immunity through it if the companies weren't run by eugenics companies who openly say they want to kill you and your family with soft-kill weapons. It's that you cannot trust a government and a system that did atomic soldiers and little kids giving them syphilis and radiating children and all that stuff still going on. These are bad people using government as their power structure to abuse people.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Congressman on. He's right up there with Ron Paul, in my view, for standing up for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Representative Walter B. Jones, and he's been in the House of Representatives since 95. After serving 10 years as an elected member of the North Carolina General Assembly, he's currently serving his ninth term in Congress. Congressman Jones is a member of the House Armed Services Committee and Financial Services, and we really appreciate him joining us today here on the broadcast. Sir, there's so much to talk about. I want to get into Obamacare. I want to get into the drone legislation you're co-sponsoring. I want to get into the Syria situation, your legislation to make presidents get congressional authorization for military operations instead of seeing NATO and the UN are our boss. I mean, people say Congress do their job. Well, Representative Walter B. Jones is. The folks up in the Carolinas have got good representation there. And so when Ron Paul leaves, I've got to say you're going to be the best person in the House. And I'm not just buttering you up. It's just thank God we've got you and a few others there. There is so much to talk about. But I always love to ask people this question, you know, cold, right up front. What is front and center on your radar? I just threw out you know, the things I know you're working on, but what is most important? What keeps you up at night, or when you wake up in the morning, what are you thinking about, Congressman?
Well, Alex, thank you for the opportunity, and always on the very forefront of my mind are all those young men and women over in Afghanistan, giving their life and limbs for a corrupt government led by Karzai, and I continue to beat the drum of getting the American people to push Congress and say it's time to bring our troops home. And, Alex, I think I've said to you before, I can't say the name, but a former commandant has been my advisor on Afghanistan for 3 years, sending me emails, sending me questions, statements, and things like that. And he has been saying for 3 years, learn history. History is no nation will ever change Afghanistan. It's living in the 7th century. So I wish your listeners would, this next week, most members are home in across the United States. I wish they'd pick up the phone and say, bring our troops home now. Don't continue to wait. And very quickly, Alex, we had 3 Marines from Camp Lejeune, which is in my district. They're in the special ops known as MORSOC. 3 Marines from Camp Lejeune over there to train the Afghans. One Afghan who was being trained turned the weapon and killed all 3 Marines. This has happened to over 10 of our American citizens who were in uniform over the last 2.5 weeks.
It's a true tragedy. And listen, I know you're used to mainstream media that doesn't want to talk about the troops. They just want to wrap, you know, their agenda in the troops' valor. But take your time talking about this, because you're one of the only people in Congress that has called on the phone or visited the family of every single member of the armed services that have been killed since all these wars started.
Yeah, Alex, you're right. What I have done, I've signed over 10,847 letters to families and extended families who have lost loved ones in Afghanistan and Iraq, primarily now in Afghanistan. Iraq was a war we never had to fight. The intelligence was manipulated by the Bush administration, and it was war we never had to write. And I regret that I voted to give President Bush the authority to go in, and therefore I started writing letters to these families. Right now, in the last 3 weeks, counting 40 that I've got to sign tomorrow that I've not signed yet, I would have signed over 121 letters to families and extended families in the last 3 weeks.
Wow, and that makes you focus on it. I saw a report last week that in polls, the American people have just forgotten about Afghanistan, and the media is not even covering it anymore. I mean, this is a forgotten war.
Well, Alex, thank you for giving me this time, and I'll tell you why. Last Wednesday, I don't generally buy the Wall Street Journal, but I had a reason to, and I did not know it, but their front page happened to be the beautiful picture of 2 parents crying, holding the folded flag, and their son had been one of the 3 Marines killed that I just made reference to. What the Wall Street Journal did, they had the inside pages, they had 1,000 faces of those who have given their life for this country. That's why I appreciate you giving me this time. I wish every newspaper in America was required to, which we cannot do, to put a flag-draped coffin above the names every time they publish the names in a newspaper.
We need to somehow get people to think about what these wars for profiteering, wars for no-bid contracts, wars for control of opium are doing. And it's so refreshing to see you and Ron Paul and others pointing out that, you know, if we're going to have a war, it should be declared by Congress up front. And let's get into that. You've introduced the legislation. The media has tried to black it out, that if this president or any other president tries to launch wars without congressional approval, or tries to say their authority comes from the UN or NATO, that impeachment begins. And since then, they're just barreling on now, talking about the U.S. getting involved overtly, not just covertly, in Syria.
Yes, Alex, you're right. Thank you. This you had me on the show when I first put 107 HCON Resolution 107 as legislation in the House. I have been beating the drums. I cannot get a hearing on it. And, of course, we only have like 2.5 weeks left before everybody breaks for the election. But I had gotten Jonathan Turley, who you know is a well-known constitutional lawyer, Bruce Fine, well-known constitutional lawyer. All these people have joined me in saying that we should hold hearings because at the present time, be Republican or Democrat, it seems like that the Congress, and I blame the Congress instead of the administration, the Congress should demand that a president meets the responsibility of the Constitution. And we have not done it for so many years. That's the reason I put in HCON Resolution 107. And it says a president. It did not say the president, but a president who without the cause does not come to Congress and follow the Constitution, that they can be impeached. And I would say there might be one exception. That is if we got bombed by a foreign entity and the president needed to take some retaliatory action within a day or two. But still, I think they should come to Congress. But I would say they would be an exception of that kind of situation. But you're right. I mean, right. I just wrote the president yesterday and asked him, please do not commit troops to Syria or to initiate war with Iran unless he comes to Congress to justify it.
We even have the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, who's been pretty hawkish compared to the last few, Dempsey, in the Jerusalem Post, saying, I don't want to be complicit in Iran's strike. I mean, most military experts say it's going to dig the mullahs in even deeper and unify people over there. But a lot of politicians, they want a war to look good. Are you concerned about an October surprise, Congressman?
Yeah.
It's 1.4 billion rounds of ammo since last November. In less than a year, 750 million, 450 million, 250 million, and now tens of millions since that story broke 3 weeks ago, rounds of ammunition for domestic operations. We have the Obama supporters and minions at Homeland Security saying veterans, gun owners, liberty lovers are the number one terror threats. So now the TSA isn't looking in my pants for bin Laden. They're in there looking for George Washington.
Well, Alex, I could not agree more, and I want to go back to your comment about General Dempsey. I know I have great relationships with the Marines in my district, and I can tell you they're still like any service person willing to give their life for this country, but they want to give it for a sound policy. And I know that the Marine Corps is tired. I know the equipment is worn out in many cases, and we need to rebuild our military because I am more concerned about, quite frankly, a war with North Korea or a country in the Southeast Asian part of America. And right now, our troops are so tired that if we got stuck in Iran or Syria, I mean, it would be long, long time before we would get them out.
Well, that's another thing, as you know. Previously, they never made you serve more than one tour in combat.
Yeah.
Now it's 5, 6, 7, 8, and then they give them Prozac and stuff that they know causes suicide, and then wonder why there's record suicides, and then try to demonize all veterans and say they should have their guns taken. I mean, this is incredible.
Well, Alex, I wish that the American people, there's a book, and if you want to get the author on, I would suggest you might would really get a great show. The book's name is Funding the Enemy. It's written by Douglas Quisling, W-I-S-S-I-N-G. I bought the book. I read the book. I have contacted Mr. Quisling. He is going to come to Washington, D.C. on September the 20th. And my staff, along with Jim McGovern from Massachusetts staff, we're going to do a press conference. And Mr. Quisling is going to talk about how the money is going from America to the Taliban. So that means in the subtitle of the book, Funding the Enemy, the subtitle is How U.S. Taxpayers Fund the Taliban to Kill Americans.
Yes, I'm familiar with the book. I've read excerpts. I've meant to read it. We have it. I just get overwhelmed and haven't had time. But just separately, they admit, even in the Council on Foreign Relations last issue that came out 4 weeks ago, well, August 1st, it's almost 4 weeks ago, that, well, the quote is, we need al-Qaeda. I'm sorry, it's just too insane. And they're actually now saying al-Qaeda's doing a great job against Assad. Now, I'm not saying Assad's a great guy, but compared to al-Qaeda, he is. This is so immoral. You're up there. You're on the Armed Services Committee. I mean, you've got access to stuff that hardly anybody else does in national security. Can you tell us what the plan is, trying to put Al-Qaeda in, who are admittedly blowing up churches. I mean, there's video of this, blowing up synagogues. I mean, since when? I mean, how is the media ignoring this?
Well, I will be honest with you. We've had briefings. We've been home for 4 weeks. We had a briefing 5 weeks ago, but it was predominantly on Afghanistan. It was not a briefing on Syria or any of the movements taking place in that area. My concern is, to go back to a point you made about an October surprise, I would not be surprised that if the politics are such in this country that if Israel decided, and it should be up to Israel, with not America being involved, but if Israel decided to go into Iran, that maybe this administration would say, we agree and support they're going into Iran. I can't prove that. I don't want that to be misunderstood. I have nothing personal against the president. But I am concerned that there might be a justification as we get into October, late October especially, that the Israelis take a opportunity to take out some of the sites in Iran, and then the administration says we support it because, you know, the Jewish vote is big in America. Now, I'm very much respect the Jews, so don't get me wrong on that. But there's just too many things that can happen with just I hate to say it so simply, but the snap of a finger.
Stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool, is one of Clinton's advisors, what Begala said. Well, you're absolutely right, and you know there are a lot of special interests that want to have this war, but there's a lot of interest in Israel that are also against having this war with Iran. But it'll be good for politicians up for re-election to have a political diversion in Israel and here. And Obama is sliding quickly. Hillary won't even go to the DNC. You've got all these Democrats saying Biden needs to step down. They can't even give away tickets for Obama's speeches now. Michael Moore says, get used to saying President Romney. Look, the polls say it's a dead heat. We know those polls are cooked. The numbers I've got are Obama is on his way out unless there's some type of crisis. And I'm sure you've seen all those quotes by Democratic advisors saying if there was a crisis, they could blame the people against him.
Well, no, I've read some of the articles and that you made reference to, and again, my concern is, I told you about how many letters I've signed. I go to Walter Reed, Alex, and I will be going in 2 weeks, a young man that graduated from East Carolina University that's right here in my town where my office is located. He lost both legs about 3 months ago, stepped on an IED. He's a young lieutenant, stepped on an IED. And both legs, well below the knees, have lost that part of the leg. I've seen 5 kids at Walter Reed that have no body parts below their waist. I was told that by the escort, one being Army, one being Marine, that these kids have lost everything below their legs. The next tsunami that's coming to take, that America's not prepared for, is to take care of the wounded from Afghanistan and Iraq. It will be anywhere from $3 to $5 trillion. That's not being factored in any of our discussions.
Unbelievable. And, you know, I talk to so many veterans. A lot of the regular folks are scared of veterans because of the media, which I think overall is unfounded. They make some of the best employees, and they no one's giving them jobs.
Yeah. It's a problem. And it's that's why, you know, why are we spending $10 billion a month in Afghanistan? It's borrowed money from the Chinese. We cannot even send inspectors in there to see how the taxpayers' money is being spent, or the Chinese money, I might say, in Afghanistan. And yet we're cutting programs, some good programs like home health programs, and talking about sequestration coming in. I mean, America needs to understand, as Ron Paul would say, let's start fixing America's problems, and let's stay home and spend the American energy and the American money right here in America to rebuild our country.
Exactly, sir. Now, I want to get into what do you think the $1.4 billion bullets are for? I mean, you're up there at the national intelligence level. Well, is Congress going to ask Homeland Security what that is for? And also, I know you're concerned about drones and are supporting some legislation. Tell us about that.
Well, first, I think you'll find Darrell Issa, the Oversight Committee, to hold some hearings as soon as we go back regarding this bullet situation. I really do that. The bill that I am on was introduced by a Georgia Republican, Representative Austin Scott, and this is what the bill does. It's H.R. 5925. Would only permit the federal government to use drone technology without a specific warrant when patrolling the national borders and when credible intelligence exists to indicate that there's a risk of terrorism attack. A few weeks ago, I was on the floor to talk about getting our troops out of Afghanistan, and before me was a very dear friend of mine named Ted Poe. Ted was speaking before I did what they call five-minute speeches, and he got up and talked about in 2015, we will have 17,000 drones flying around America. That's one reason I did not vote for the DOD bill, the Armed Services bill, back in May, June.
Can you repeat what you said to me off air about the drones?
Yeah, I can. That is what Ted Poe said on the floor of the House. He's from Texas. He's a good man. You might get him on your show. He actually spoke before I did that day, the five-minute speeches early in the morning. And he was saying that at some point in 2015, there could be as many as 17,000 drones flying around America.
Stay there. Let's finish up on the drones straight ahead.
Okay.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Who joins us from North Carolina. We're very honored to have him. What a great patriot up there speaking out, telling it like it is. Again, so recap in your own words, the drone situation, the break interrupted us.
Back to this bill very quickly. The title of this bill by Congressman Scott from Georgia that I co-sponsored, the title tells you everything. The title is the Preserving Freedom from Unwanted Surveillance Act of 2012. So it would put certain restrictions on the American government using drones against the American people. And I mean, I'm concerned. I voted against the Armed Services Bill 2 months ago because there's a provision that was put in by the Senate that puts really says that any administration that determines an American citizen is a terrorist, they can take them out without coming to Congress or anyone else. It's very dangerous. I will send that provision to you so that you will have it. That was in the Armed Services Bill that passed the House and the Senate, and signed by the President of the United States.
On the drones, you also made the point when I first got you on before we went live that you need a provision so that these aren't used against the American people.
Yeah, that's what H.R. 5925 will do by Congressman Scott. It would only permit the federal government to use drone technology without a specific warrant when patrolling the national borders and when credible intelligence exists to indicate there's a risk of terrorism, because if you don't have that provision that I just read to your people, then the government can do anything they want to with drones.
Take the NSA. They now basically admit they're recording everything we do illegally. Yeah. I mean, why even have a Bill of Rights and Constitution?
Well, you know, I tell you, Alex, I think the American people are ready to take the government back. I would rather that it be done with votes, but I really do think the American government, the American people, excuse me, are just fed up with Congress and fed up with the government. It's the time to bring America back to the people.
What is the feeling you get in D.C. now? I mean, is Washington aware this awakening's happening? Because I see it too. And what is the feel from your constituents? You're saying they're really starting to wake up?
I think that Congress, that's why I think this election in November is going to be very interesting. I sincerely believe that people are more concerned today than ever before about the overreach and the intrusion of the federal government into our private lives. That's why I love Ron Paul. I'm a big Ron Paul supporter and believe today if he was the nominee of the Republican Party, he'd be the next president of the United States.
There's no doubt. He would absolutely politically destroy Obama and Romney. Just I don't see any Romney stickers still. And, I mean, Paul Ryan's a little better than Romney, but, I mean, Romney's in for a rude awakening if he gets elected and tries all that Massachusetts liberal stuff.
Yeah.
People aren't going to put up with that.
No, not at all. Not at all. And, Alex, very quickly, I've got a copy of the letter that I sent to Mr. Obama yesterday, and I'll read the first paragraph very quickly. This letter is written to you out of grave concern that you will once again lead our nation into war without authorization from Congress. As tensions and rhetoric rise in Syria and Iran, the power to declare war remains vested in the Congress. No resolution from the United Nations or NATO can supersede the power carefully entrusted with the representative of the American people. And, of course, it's longer than that, but that's the first paragraph.
And is that at your website, sir?
Yeah, it's on the website.
And, again, Congressman Jones is our guest from North Carolina. And the best place to find your site is, I guess, go to House.gov and then what, / Walter?
Right, Walter B. Jones, House.gov.
All right.
Jones.House.gov.mail.
Sure, or just Google Congressman Walter Jones, and it's one of the first links right there. Well, we ran out of time, sir. Please come back soon to get into Obamacare and ways to try to defeat that, okay?
Alex, thank you for this opportunity. And your people, please call and get our troops home from Afghanistan. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great weekend. And have a great weekend, everybody else. And we'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I'll be on tonight. Nightly news, 7 o'clock, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.